Hello and welcome to another Looney Tunes review video. If this is your first time on the channel, consider subscribing as it helps out the channel and give this video a like if you do like it. With me today is my fellow, rooster, hawk, or, we'll say bird. This is my good friend Matt.
I'm a chicken hawk.
You're a chicken hawk. I can't do those accents.
Are you going to come along quietly or do I have to muss you up?
So this is a review for You Were Never Duckier, released on the 7th of August 1948, with a Blue Ribbon reissue on the 26th of February 1955. It's the 530th in the series, and it's directed by Chuck Jones. Now, I can't show you the full cartoon here due to copyright on YouTube, but you can see this on the Looney Tunes Gone Collection Volume 5 DVD set. It's also on HBO Max in high definition. And once again, because I can't show you the full thing, just a brief synopsis in case you haven't seen it. So at a poultry show, Daffy is not happy that the prize for best duck is $5, but for best rooster, it's $5,000. So what does Daffy do? Of course, he's going to disguise himself as a rooster. And he's, of course, stolen by Henry Hawk later on as well. And we get a little side thing with him and his dad. Just a few bits of trivia before we get into the meat, or in this case, the chicken of the review. So this one is the second Henry Hawk short to be directed by Chuck Jones, although by this point, Bob McKimson had used Henry Hawk a few times, and as you mentioned to me before we started recording here, Henry Hawk was very big in the comic book.
Henry Hawk was originally kind of, going to be marketed as a star after Chuck Jones came up with him. In a cartoon called The Squawking Hawk, and he got a comic book feature, and he was apparently very popular in the Dell Western Publishing Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies comics. So they said, hey, we've got a hit character, and even though Foghorn Leghorn really eclipsed him, at the minute Foghorn Leghorn showed up, they still were looking for ways to use Henry maybe without Foghorn. And I guess they gave him back to his original creator, Chuck Jones, and they said, we'll try that with maybe another character. So they put him with Daffy.
That's
the only time they ever did, except actually trivia, in the Scarlet Pumpernickel a few years later, they had Henry have kind of a cameo. But this is the only one where really he goes after somebody other than Foghorn Leghorn, really.
Yeah, exactly. And the titles of this film, of this short rather, it refers to the movie title You Were Never Lovelier, which was a film from 1942, starring Fred Astaire and Rita Hayworth. So there you go. But a few things with this one that we'll definitely need to discuss. Eric Goldberg, in his audio commentary on this, and I encourage you to listen if you guys have not heard it, that this is the beginning of the change for Daffy from the incredibly screwball character that Bob Clampett did to, of course, the greedy, selfish, egotistical character of the 50s, 60s, and so on. That seems to be the default, Daffy Duck. I mean, do you agree with that? I mean, I definitely do, and there are definitely a few examples
show that. This period of Daffy, particularly by Chuck Jones, and I think, when Art Davis did him too, there's kind of a happy medium between what he would become, which was greedy and, self-centered, and then still a little bit screwy and still a little bit, I'd say good-natured prankster. You get him in A Pest in the House is one from this period. And then I think what a lot of people agree is one of the best Daffy Duck cartoons of all time, which is coming up, and that was Daffy Dilly, where he goes and he tries to cheer up the dying millionaire. And they use that as the basis for the Daffy Duck's Quackbusters movie. It's a classic, and this period, particularly Chuck Jones directed with Daffy Duck, I think is the best version of Daffy, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's.
It's pretty solid because, and you can tell the differences between the two types of Daffy in this very short. I mean, you got one scene in the very beginning where you got, a pissed off Daffy Duck.
$5 for the best duck? Mean I came all the way from Dubuque for a measly $5? $5,000 for the best rooster? Why, they can't do this to me! It's unconstitutional! It's... Brother, could I use 5,000 smackerinis?
Later on...
I didn't know you cared.
So you get this interesting blend of the two in the one short. And I agree, I like this Daffy a lot. I mean, Screwball Daffy, yeah, I love Clapper's Daffy and all that, don't get me wrong, but this is a nice balance, I think.
It's a happy medium. Who can argue with the humor of, you know, sticking a rubber glove on your head and a toilet plunger on your butt and, you know, calling yourself a chicken? I mean, that's funny.
That's just another Saturday night for me, I guess, you know? You know, I mean, I don't know what you do Saturday night, but, you know.
don't knock it until you tried it, man.
Well, that's it. But in this one, what I thought was interesting is that mallet in the head gag. And, you know, I'm looking at it going, hang on, I've seen this before. And sure enough, that gag was actually done in the first Henry Hawk short in the Squawking Hawk, as you mentioned, where, you know, you have two characters chasing after each other. You've got a third character. They're waiting to hit the right character. Of course, they hit the wrong character and hilarity ensues. I mean, which short do you think did it better? I mean, I think Chuck's definitely improved in this one.
Yeah. I mean, well, because Chuck's timing is so much better in this one, it's definitely done better. But, you know, he wasn't the only director to do that gag. That's an old, I'm assuming, an old silent film gag, like something that you would see in a Chaplin or Keaton or Lloyd film. You know, something even the Three Stooges might have done. And in fact, Friz Freleng did it in Hair Trimmed with Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam and Granny, you know. And then there was even an MGM Tom and Jerry cartoon where, you know, the Tom and Jerry are running and running and running in a circle. You know, it's a gag that's been done in film for a long time. And so just a really fun take on a classic gag.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you got all these masters doing these cartoons, you know, you got a surefire way of gag that's used quite a bit, but hey, if it works, and as we mentioned in the previous review for Buck and Your Bunny, these were not meant to be binge-watched, so people at the time wouldn't remember, oh, wait a minute, I've seen this gag before. No, and if they did, well, it would be extremely rare. Extremely rare. What are your general thoughts on this short as we slowly wind down this review?
I just think it's a really interesting one because it's two characters that you don't see paired before or after. Daffy Duck and Henry Hawk. We would see Daffy Duck and Foghorn Leghorn later on in the 50s, but this is the only time that Daffy and Henry were really together other than a cameo in the Scarlet Pumpernickel, actually. Henry Hawk makes a cameo. But it's just an interesting combination of characters and an interesting time for Daffy Duck in his career or development, I guess you'd say, and just a really unique cartoon. And I really think it's worth checking out.
Sure. What would you rate this one out of 10?
I'd give this a solid 7.5 for sure.
Yeah, that's actually what I would be rating it up, funnily enough. I would give about a 7. See, my feeling is it's a nice, solid cartoon. It's funny. It's got great gags. My only thing is I love the initial idea with Daffy like being annoyed and disguising himself as a rooster just so he can get more money. I like that plot. When it gets to the other part of it, while the gags are funny, it felt like it was a different cartoon. I don't know. And then it goes back to the other plot, and it felt a little off, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like they maybe tried doing a little too much with it. In other words, the stuff at Henry Hawk's house, you know, where they drag him there, and then they go back to the poultry show at the end. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe a little bit too much with the plot there, but it's still a pretty good one.
Exactly, and I do love the ending. Like, I love the twist at the end. You know, like such a solid ending where, you know, you think Daffy thinks he's gonna win. He's like, all right, fine, I'll at least get the $5. But no, he doesn't. He doesn't. We get that nice little twist at the end. So I think that'll do it for this one. So as always, guys, thank you so much for watching these reviews. Feedback's always welcome. And until next time. Take care.
Who am I to sneer at a theft, Fiverr?